23 minutes to 9 o'clock from the United Kingdom to the Kingdom. Pádraic Lodge is here with the sports.
Yes, good morning, Chris. The Kingdom manager Eamon Fitzmaurice has named his team for Sunday's All-Ireland football final against Donegal in Croke Park. Two changes to the Kerry team from the win over Mayo in the semi-final replay. Mark O'Shea, who was introduced as a substitute the last day, retains his place in the full back line at the expense of Shane Enright, while Stephen O'Brien, who has recovered from injury, comes into the half-forward line in place of Michael Gainey. Kieran Donaghy starts at full forward and the team will be captained by Fionn Fitzgerald. To analyse the likely outcome on Sunday, we've been speaking to Sunday game analyst and former Dublin midfielder Kieran Whelan.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a big call from Eamon Fitzmaurice. I suppose he's brought Mark O'Shea back in after his performance coming off the bench against Mayo. He got a very good reaction. Stephen O'Brien gives them a direct running option. He's very strong, very direct running with the ball. And then obviously the key decision is Donaghy at full forward, and it's going to be interesting to see how Kerry utilise him in that role, whether he stays in there, whether he comes out. Likewise with James O'Donoghue is the type of player who comes to the game rather than wait for the game to go to him, and I can see O'Donoghue playing a deeper role also on Sunday, because we know Kerry have to change things up. They can't let their forward line get sucked into the Donegal defensive system. So we're expecting something different from Fitzmaurice and really looking forward to it.
Now, Donegal produced perhaps the performance of the year to beat Dublin in the semi-final. Is there a difficulty perhaps with Jim McGuinness to try and get that sort of similar performance out of the team again?
Well, I suppose that's the biggest challenge for Donegal. They were superb against Dublin, but Dublin really let them play and let them play to their optimum level. There's a lot of wisdom in Kerry, and you know, Eamon Fitzmaurice will have looked closely and learnt a lot from that Dublin performance. So whether they reach that same level again is the big question mark. If they do, it's going to make life very difficult for Kerry. But you know, it remains to be seen. I expect Kerry will drop men back. They certainly won't leave the gaps in defence that Dublin left. It will be an element of cat and mouse to it. I think it will be very tight in the early stages, and both teams will be sussing each other out. So Donegal weren't exactly that strong up to that semi-final. They've reached the 2012 levels now, and if they do get to that level on Sunday, it's going to make it very difficult for Kerry.
So your sense, if you had to call it, was that you're leaning towards Donegal, are you?
Well, having weighed it up, Pádraic, you know, I do think Fitzmaurice will mix it up a bit. Kerry are hard and battled after two great games against Mayo. I'm expecting a big performance from them. But when you weigh up the strengths and weaknesses, I think Donegal have more strength in terms of the system they bring to it, and Kerry have to change things around, and they may have a few weaknesses in their full back line. And in that regard, I think I'm just leaning towards a tight Donegal win.
That's Kieran Whelan. Sunday's final will be covered live here on RT Radio 1 and on RT 2 television. And according to a report in this morning's Irish Examiner, a man left Fitzgerald Stadium in haste this week after being spotted up a tree trying to watch a Kerry training session. John Fogarty reports that the individual was discovered after the Kerry management noticed branches breaking and heard the rustle of a large palm tree overlooking
the
pitch.
His name wasn't Doherty or Gallagher, then,
no. But he fled on foot anyway when he was approached. But no confirmation, but they made call in the special branch to investigate that one. Down have appointed a new manager to succeed James McCartan. As expected, Jim McCorry, manager of county champions Kilcoo, has taken over. On the opening night of Europa League action, Celtic drew 2-2 away to Salzburg of Austria. Donegal's Seamus Coleman was on the score sheet in Everton's 4-1 victory over Wolfsburg at Goodison Park, and Tottenham played out a scoreless draw away to Partizan Belgrade. UEFA will announce the host cities for the 2020 European Championships later today. Dublin is bidding to be one of 13 cities to stage games. And China's Li Na, who was Asia's only Grand Slam singles champion, has announced her retirement from tennis at the age of 32.